Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, normally a ride on the subway will put you back $2.75, but if you try to ride today without a mask, it could cost you $52.75. As Glenn Chuck reports live from the Columbus Circle station this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, that's right. You better mask up or you're going to pay up. It's a $50 fine starting today, and there's really no place to hide or avoid this. All New York City subways and buses are impacted here. Metro North, Long Island Railroad as well. Governor Cuomo says New Yorkers have been doing a pretty good job. About 90% of riders are masking up now anyway. It's the 10% refusing who are endangering the rest of us. And this rider agrees.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, I think we all have to do our part by wearing masks. And subway, we know that it's a closed area, that the virus can get transferred.
Now, how about the amount of the fine? Some say it's not enough. This lady says it's too much.
Not 50. I would say maybe half of 50, maybe 25, you know. But, you know, it's like any New Yorker. You know, sometimes we have to learn the hard way.
And you will learn the hard way, Lee, if you don't have the mask on, because cops are out here. The NYPD and MTA officers will be enforcing this. And you really don't have an excuse, as face masks are being handed out for free at station booths all across the transit system. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at Columbus Circle.
Well, it's 50 days until Election Day, and as always, the question is, how are people going to vote? Most years, that means, who will they vote for? This year, it literally means, how are they going to vote? As Roger Stern reports from Lower Manhattan this morning. Roger?
Yeah, good morning, Lee. This is the year many voters like this one will stay away from polling places.
By mail, because I don't want to get exposed to COVID-19.
In fact, we're expecting record voting by mail this year. Governor Cuomo made it easier. He signed an executive order allowing anyone to apply for a mail-in ballot. No excuse needed, as in past years when you had to be out of town or too sick to vote in person. Experts say voters should mail in their ballots early because of possible delays with the postal system, or drop them off at boxes at any polling site. And voting rights attorney Richard Bell says it may be a while before we know who wins.
We all better have a lot of patience, and we better lower our expectations of having a call on lots of races on election night, because we need to be fair and not fast, because it's an unusual kind of election night.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Lower Manhattan.
Jews have been blowing the ram's horn, the shofar, to mark the coming of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, for literally thousands of years. But this year, it has to be done differently. At least the West Side Sephardic Synagogue is going to do it differently. The running time of the usual five-hour service is going to be cut. They're going to limit attendance to 60 people instead of the usual 400. And they're going to put a mask on the shofar. At the Central Synagogue, the services will be online only and will be abbreviated to avoid what they're calling digital fatigue. The blowing of the shofar will be pre-recorded there. And Temple Emmanuel on Fifth Avenue will have people in the sanctuary, but only 100. On the temple's website, it says, for 175 years, Temple Emmanuel has been open for the high holy days, and we want 5781 to be no exception. 5781 being the year on the Jewish calendar that begins on Friday night. You'll be paying more today to drive on the Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. Tolls went up yesterday, 36% on the Turnpike, 27% on the Parkway. Reaction was what you'd expect.
Ridiculous, but it doesn't have to be such a huge jump. It should be more incremental. That's just my opinion.
It's annoying. It's not ideal, but it is what it is.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, it's an outrage.
And to put a little icing on the cake, the New Jersey state gas tax goes up 9 cents a gallon next month. People living on the Upper West Side complained vociferously when homeless men were moved into the Lucerne Hotel, vociferously enough that orders were given to move those men out of the hotel. Now it's the homeless and their advocates who are complaining.
People get comfortable. You cannot just keep moving people all over the place.
That protester talked to ABC 7. There was a protest in front of the Lucerne, which turned into a march to Carl Schurz Park, where Gracie Mansion is situated. Some carried signs reading, Homeless Lives Matter. In order to move the homeless out of the Lucerne, that move order is on hold due to a lawsuit against the city. But the mayor has said that housing the homeless at the Lucerne was never a long-term plan. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.